Item number 33 from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting informational reports relative to reclassification of existing positions, advancement within the pay range, reallocation of non-represented positions, appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, revisions to executive compensation plan positions, dual employment, emergency appointments, temporary appointments, and temporary assignments to a higher classification. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Ms. Mitchell, did you have anything you wanted to share with us?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. This is, again, our standard report. The first section outlines all of the reclassifications and advancements in the pay range that have been reviewed by our area and recommended. Following that, as you go through the packet, there's the fiscal notes. You can get to the section where we get into the advancements or appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, anyone who's been either promoted or hired in at some point beyond step one. And then behind that, as I'm flipping through, our emergency appointments that we always report out.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Mitchell, for some of these positions, it seems that a recommended change would give $3,000, $4,000, $9,000 more for that particular position. I would think that there's money in the respective budgets to do so. Sometimes there are a couple positions in one division, and so again, I'm thinking that there's that leeway to do so. I know there's been a fluid process with respect to the job evaluation questionnaires and what you've come up with to come up with various changes, particularly as it relates to changing the pay ranges. So I just, given that money is to be tight, there's only so much that we have in the appropriations for a contingency fund. I'm just wondering if this is really being thought out and really being executed in a prudent way as it relates to these changes in pay ranges.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Any recommendations that Human Resources is making during this process, each department then needs to review their budget. There's nothing they should be doing with respect to any pay changes that would go above and beyond what's been approved in their budget. And that's also reviewed by the budget office as well. So anything that you're seeing here is not above and beyond anyone's budget. It's definitely contained within it.
Well, my concern is, and I know for some of these changes in pay ranges, again, as I said, 3, 4, sometimes 7, 8, $9,000 is a change, and some divisions have two or more. I'm just concerned that something is not being funded the way it should be funded. Somebody may look at getting rid of someone, another position, making sure that some position is at some point during a year vacant in order to take up the slack. I mean, I would hope that wouldn't happen. But I'm just telling you what my concerns are. My concern is at this particular time.
Is there something additional that would help you feel more comfortable? Is there additional data or information that would help?
Well, I think what would happen is, what could happen is, when these things are brought to us, because the chairman and I, as co-chairman, signed a form indicating that whenever some of these reports come to us, that we automatically object. And we object because we want to make sure that it's fully aired what our concerns are. These concerns may not get to the committee per se unless you make it your business to send them the information. But we want to make sure that things are not just rubber stamped as far as what is to happen or what could happen without us saying something about them. I mean, I believe that's what the chairman's sentiment is, and I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipson, do you have a question?
Budge.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to respond to that? I'm sorry.
Sure. Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, as Carrie mentioned, we do take a look at the available funding within these departments. In some cases, like with courts or BHD, they're huge departments with big budgets, and so you know these relatively small increases can be absorbed in those budgets. There are others where small divisions such as ours or economic development, there are vacant positions or funding for vacant positions, and so they can be absorbed through that. So we do take a look at that as well, and our policy has been on these that there is no additional funding provided for these increases or these changes.
So funding through vacant positions as opposed to somebody somewhere down the line leaving their position so that funding can be available for the new pay ranges.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, if you're asking would somebody be laid off to fund these, I seriously doubt that would occur. It's more of positions have been vacant at the beginning of the year, such as in the smaller divisions such as ours or the larger departments. Again, they have personnel budgets in the millions of dollars, and so you know, we don't anticipate that any individual position raise would result in somebody else being laid off to cover that.
I would hope not, but things are changing, so I just wanted to raise my concern. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipton?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what the status of the day is in terms of this objection thing. So it's given they're still presenting it as informational, and the objection is being registered uniformly on all of them. Or
I think that the position of the administration would be that they can do all of these things with or without an objection.
Mm-hmm.
Our ordinances provide that these things would happen unless we objected.
Okay.
So Supervisor Johnson and I raised an objection just so that we could have this discussion. But I think their interpretation would be under Act 14 that ordinance doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That would be their position. That, you know, that issue hasn't been completely decided, but that's their position. Am I stating that correctly? I mean, maybe Mr. Barvin's here. Maybe he can. That's how I understand what they think.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may, and the reason I'm bringing up these points is because I want to make sure, again, integrity is very important to me as being a board member. And I spoke earlier on another matter as it relates to, I would say, the character of the county. I just want to make sure things are done in a proper way, because I don't want us to be accused, even though through Act 14, supposedly we have little say over some of the stuff that, some of the things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Former county executive Amon died, and he was excoriated with respect to something he was alleged to have done that he may not have done. I just want to, mm-hmm. I'm again concerned about integrity. I want to make sure that things are done in a proper and appropriate way. So
following on that, beyond your objection, do we need to vote that objection? Or I thought there was something last time where the fact that we didn't take an action at committee, we then took it at the board level, I think. But
that was when something was pulled out.
That was something being pulled out.
Yeah, you have to pull it out.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to understand. And then the chairwoman's offer to sit down with the exec, has he rebuffed that, he's not interested in any discussion about?
I think there was a discussion, and I think those discussions might be moving forward if there's some way to come to a meeting of the minds on that. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. But no, he did not. Direct answer to your question, no, he did not rebuff that.
Okay. All right. I do have a couple questions on it. So trying to understand in a case like, what page is that? Page 2, I guess. County executive, admin, secretary 2, constituent services representative, government affairs specialist is the recommended. There is no the current and the recommended ranges are the same, but the pay range or the name of the pay range is different. So why make the change at all if there is no change? I guess I'm trying to understand what goes on in a case like that. And then if you could help me out, is this the it says no incumbent. Is this the one where someone was transferred and then they were fired by the lobbyists?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that position is indeed vacant. The incumbent was moved from the county board's offices up to the exec's offices in the government services division, government affairs division, and was terminated. That's correct.
Okay. So we're going to see someone with more experience in constituent services than someone who's been providing constituent services. That'll be the new position at the same pay range. What are we expecting different about their qualifications?
Chairman and Supervisor, if I may just respond to that. My understanding is that they wanted to have the position reviewed through the process everyone's going through comp, and then post the position and encourage the person to apply. I think they wanted to, it is a somewhat political position, and they wanted to ensure that they had an opportunity to make a selection. I don't think it had to do with the incumbent as much as just wanting that opportunity to do a full recruitment for it. So,
but in all
she
other
may very well be the best candidate, you know, when they get there. I don't know.
Yeah, but in all other cases, the review is conducted while the incumbent continues to provide service.
I think the position is in the county executive's office, kind of like if the board had a position, you'd want to go through a recruitment and select someone versus have someone just kind of transferred in. I think that's the thought process behind it.
Wasn't it an IGR? I don't.
Yeah.
So not the county executive's office, right?
Yeah. Physically working in the county exec's office, yeah. You also asked some questions about the pay grade. Would you like to answer that, Katrina?
Yes, thanks. To the chairman and to the supervisors, as it relates to this particular reclassification, per the request of the county exec's department, this job, first of all, has the titling that it was before. It's not appropriate as it relates to the overall functional duties of the job. The new title that was actually recommended aligns more appropriately based off the functional responsibilities. As it relates to the actual recommended pay range, that's actually aligning that based on the marketplace and based on the functional duties that aligns with similar jobs within Milwaukee County, and those specialists are aligned to 7 p.m.
Okay. I guess I don't understand why we have a whole bunch. We have various pay ranges that have the same ranges but different names. Yeah. It seems unnecessarily
that complicated. What your finding is correct, and that's why we're part of our process. We're trying to clean that up.
Okay. All right. Well, I highlighted that one because I really do think it was unfortunate the way it went down. I think the incumbent was actually still in the county board offices when they were terminated, which was just beyond bizarre to me. But and there has been a gap. So, I mean, I can tell you I've got some issues that I've asked for the exec's assistance on or the office's assistance on, and it got bounced around because there was no point person on it. So, all right. The other one I just wanted to highlight was and I guess it soon won't be in our purview anyway. We'll just pay the bill. But in BHD, the Director of Quality Assurance, I think that we just took up earlier, that range, it'll basically double from the max, the former max of 142.5 to 283.8. So I just think that's should be of interest.
Mr. Chairman, really quickly.
Final page four. Mm-hmm. Page four.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, really quickly. That position, we went through the initial create and classification request for that position, I think back in phase one, maybe phase two. When we established it as a 903, we assumed that it was going to be more of an administrative position. And in further consultation with the department, they indicated that this is, in fact, an administrative physician position. So in order to attract the physician, they needed it to be at a higher classification. 904 happens to be a very expansive pay grade, so it does top out at 283, but I don't believe that that's – I think they'd be pegged more in the 180 range.
Correct.
Somewhere in that range for as a number of our other positions are. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is another issue that's still not resolved, because if you remember in the budget, we didn't have a 904E that went to $283,000. That was the magical new pay grade, I think. And, you know, whether or not they have the authority to do that hasn't been determined.
Right.
So, you know, that's another issue that's coming down the pike. So I think that someone who's potentially taking this job needs to be made aware that, you know, they might think they're in a pay range that goes to $283,000, but a judge might say later that pay grade does not exist.
Right.
So,
yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, just a point of clarification. 904 has existed. It was created primarily for the medical examiner's office as a means to attract a new medical examiner. So that one had been out there. I know, I believe you're referring to some of the other pay grades that at the executive level.
Okay, if that's true, I stand corrected. I know there was a 904E. I don't remember it going to that level. Nobody was in it at that point. Any other? Supervisor Jersey.
Just so I understand, with regard to these positions that are being created and the advancements, is it strictly the department heads that review that? And I'm not asking a budget question. I'm just asking who's got oversight of that.
So the question is, as jobs are reviewed, the content and so forth, and submitted to HR, it's part of the process. Who is it ultimately in the department that's reviewing that? Katrina might best answer the question. My understanding is that all the JAQs submitted ultimately need the sign-off of the department head, but
that is correct.
Well, I'm not just asking about the JAQs. Yeah. I'm talking about actual, and I'll limit it to the, to the managerial level. Advancements, who would review advancements?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, if you're referring to advancements within the pay range, that request, I believe, goes through Ms. Evans' office as the compensation director.
Yes.
If you're talking about appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, which is another aspect of this report, that's usually done at the managerial level based on recruitment and retention factors. Does that respond to your question?
And who's overseeing it?
That one's within the jurisdiction of the departments themselves.
So it's the department head?
Correct.
Does the county executive ever review any of these?
I don't believe so.
Strictly his office? The county executive's office. So any advancements within his office would be under his
That's correct. And Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, in many cases, the vast majority of the hires that are made within the county are done at the departmental level through a hiring manager who has the interaction with the candidate, and oftentimes there's a negotiation that's involved with that, especially on our medical positions.
Those two appointments that Supervisor Lipscomb was asking about, are they both do the job descriptions require that they actually be physicians?
The position in behavioral health division, that
right.
one? Yes.
Yes, they will need to have experience.
So they're highly trained?
Yes, highly trained, way more than 10 years of experience, yes.
Okay, and the only other comment, that constituent services person, I heard the comment that was considered a political position. I couldn't disagree more. That was a person who understood the departments within Milwaukee County and understood how services were provided to residents. And that was a very valuable position with regard to residents feeling that they were not appropriately getting county services. And a constituent services person who had that kind of knowledge was able to troubleshoot. I'm very sorry to hear that that's how the county executive's office treated that position. And I get comments all the time from my constituents that they get no help from the county exec's office. And I think it's because he never understood what he was taking over. The county exec's office gets very bad comments in terms of follow-up and delivery of services when constituents call his office. They then called my office, and of course with significantly less services from my own aide, we sometimes have to troubleshoot those constituent services. And I'm sorry to hear that he thought that was a political position. He's dead wrong on that. Thank you.
Ms. Mitchell?
Thank you, Chairman. And I think a better way I could have stated it is that the position isn't political, and I think you're correct about that. But it's working in an office that is political in nature, and I think that was some of the thought process there. But I understand your thoughts.
Well, you just lost a person that had, you know, intimate knowledge of all the different department services. For example, the Department of Aging has some significant services that we give to the aging population. You just can't bring in somebody from the outside to fill that. You really can't. And I really think sometimes that because the new administration came in here with the attitude that everything was illegal and political, he's made some very bad decisions with replacing people. And that constituent services position is one of those examples. Thank you.
Okay. I just have one question. Could either you, Mr. Session, or Ms. Mitchell, or someone, could you define the term reclassification?
Mr. Chairman, the manner in which the county uses the term reclassification refers to an assessment of the duties of a particular position, a singular position. So when we look at the duties of a position, if the duties of that job have been modified over time or through a new assignment to kind of exceed the scope of the designated duties, and I think the quantifiable measurement is a 25%. The duties have been modified by an extent of 25% or more, then we review it for reclassification purposes.
And how do you determine that 25%?
I will turn to Ms. Evans for the technical answer on that.
To the chairman, how do you define that? It's through the JEQ process. We have a section that we have a percentage of weight as it relates to the overall job duties and responsibilities. So that helps us with the measurement of the job to determine if it does actually change the value or the worth of the job or the classification.
Just from my understanding, for instance, in courts, a reclassification from secretarial assistant to clerical court specialist, how did their job change by more than 25%?
Chairman, to the chair, first of all, the secretarial assistant is classified as more of a clerk or more of a lesser job of an administrative assistant. They actually do like filing, handling the mail, may answer, do some of receptionist type duties. The clerical court specialist actually is specialized in handling court actions as it relates to entering that into the computer system or their court system when it comes to making sure that schedulings are appropriate, taking in like intake, making sure that's logged appropriately. So it is more specialized than an entry level like file clerk.
Okay, so then who is doing the receptionist clerical duties that the secretarial assistant did? Is the clerical courts specialist not doing those?
Correct.
They're, so who's doing those?
They actually have a list of additional entry-level clerk jobs that are, they actually have other positions that are doing that.
Just to further clarify, I hope, Mr. Chairman, it's not proper for somebody to be working beyond the scope of their classification. Mm-hmm. And that gets us into legal trouble. Ms. Evans has a certification in compensation review, and we rely on her for that technical assessment to make sure that those jobs are classified in the proper manner. So when we see that a situation needs to be addressed like that, we recommend the reclassification.
So is there one secretarial assistant now in the courts?
To the chairman, we would have to go back. That's something that we will have to go back and follow up on and provide you with that particular detail.
Well, I'm just trying to understand your report.
Right.
Because it says secretarial.
In this particular case, we took one position or one secretarial assistant. In courts, they will have the old or still classification of office support assistant. They also may have a clerical assistant one, clerical assistant two. So in this regard, this is one position. One job, one position within this job classification that needed to be reclassified based on the duties that this particular position was taking on.
That rather lengthy number underneath clerical courts specialist, that refers to a job code and a position number, a particular position number. So the person in position number 0007 is the person that's referenced here.
But there's no incumbent, so we're not talking about any individual, right? I mean, just so that I'm understanding.
Correct.
Right? That's what that means?
Mm-hmm.
There's no. So we're taking one secretarial assistant and calling them a clerical court specialist now?
Right. Based on their.
So we're going to have one less secretarial assistant?
One less secretarial assistant, that is correct.
Okay. Do we know how many secretarial assistants? We don't know how many secretarial assistants there are.
We have several secretarial assistants in the county, but specific to courts, I will have to, you know, follow up on that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there are, in the 2014 budget, there are four secretarial assistants of this title in courts.
Okay. So now will there be three? And
correct.
There will be one clerical court specialist?
Correct.
So this is like the chosen person of the secretarial assistants, golden one? I mean, is this?
I would imagine, I would defer to Ms. Evans, that perhaps courts identified a need for one of these positions to have these extra duties, and they need the other three to continue on with the duties that they currently have, would be my guess.
That would be correct.
Okay. Again, I don't know. I mean, I certainly don't want to micromanage this, but I don't know how much we're supposed to get from this report that we get that. So, I mean, that's probably all well and good, but it's really kind of hard for me to understand. Okay. Any other questions or comments on this report? If not, thank you.